And now, from the kids' zone, it's bedtime adventures, adventures, adventures. Hey, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's story. We have something very exciting planned for you. A tale of adventure entitled The Hidden Portal. Now, without any further ado, let us get into our story, shall we? And as you know, like with all good stories, we must start from the start, and we must begin from the beginning. One sunny afternoon, Jace, his loyal canine companion Bear, and his brothers and their friend Luke embarked on an adventure to play by the creek in their backyard. Little did they know that their ordinary day would take an extraordinary turn. As the group explored the picturesque surroundings in the creek, they stumbled upon an ancient-looking stone portal hidden beneath the pine trees. Jet, do you dare me to step inside this?
Man, I don't know. Who knows what could happen?
We might end up in the Jurassic era and get chased by T-Rexes.
Oh, you never know. I think I'm going to go for it, Jace said. Come on, Bear, let's go.
So intrigued and fueled by the thrill of discovery, they decided to step through the mysterious gateway, unsure of where it might lead. Jason Bear went first, followed by Jet, James, and Luke. And to their amazement, on the other side, revealed a breathtaking landscape, bathed in hues of vibrant colors and sparkling with a surreal glow. The air felt different, and the familiar sounds of their neighborhood were replaced by a symphony of enchanting melodies. Man, the birds here sound incredible, said James. Look, the sun is green, said Jet. Let's explore, said Jace, and began walking with Bear towards an odd-looking cave. Inside, the group discovered a peculiar device adorned with strange symbols. It was a device with the power to alter the size of living beings. On closer inspection, they realized it could turn a regular dog into a giant dog, or a regular dog into a super small dog. Excitement filled the air as the friends discussed the possibilities. Jace, always curious, decided to test the device on Bear. With a playful grin, he pressed the button, anticipating the transformation of his loyal friend. However, much to their surprise, the device malfunctioned, and Bear began to grow exponentially, turning into a giant dog. Panic ensued as the friends tried to figure out how to reverse the process. Oh my gosh, Bear is massive, shouted Jet. What are we gonna do? He's gonna kill us by accident if he steps on us or something. And suddenly Bear lowered his head and licked James. His tongue was so big that it lifted James 10 feet off the ground. It flung him in the air just like a rag doll. Blat! Landed James, completely caught by surprise. Man, are you okay, James?
Yeah, I'm good, he said, rubbing his back. Jace, feeling responsible for the unexpected transformation, thought quickly and examined the device. And through trial and error, he managed to recalibrate it, hoping to shrink Bear back to his normal size. So with another press of the button, Bear's colossal form gradually returned to its original compact self.
Relieved and amazed by their extraordinary journey, the group decided to explore the fantastical universe a bit more before returning home.
There they encountered whimsical creatures, glittering landscapes, and floating islands that defied gravity. So as the day drew to a close, the friends bid farewell to the magical universe and stepped back through the portal. They found themselves back by the creek, with the ordinary sounds of their neighborhood once again surrounding them. Jace, Bear, and his brothers, and Luke shared a secret, knowing that they had stumbled upon something extraordinary. The creek, once just a play area, had become a gateway to adventures beyond their wildest imaginations. And Bear, forever changed by the experience, wagged his tail with a newfound sense of grandeur, forever the giant dog in the hearts of his friends. Oh my gosh. That was a crazy story, right? Bear got so big. Oh my goodness. I had so much fun in that story with you guys. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I can't wait to see you on the next episode of Bedtime Adventures.